The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's 7 at the hour, Friday, on the Good Day program, April the 8th. Buongiorno. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We are at bat, ready to slug one out of the park, because it's Friday. It is Friday. And as a celebration, an entree into the weekend, we have posted at DougSteffen.com the top 10 talk topics of the week, asking you which one is most important to you. We've, by listing them in a way that we do, it gives you the inclination, it's the correct inclination, that these things, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, are the things that have been discussed in sort of this order of import on some of the great news talk radio stations around the country. Many of them carry this radio program as well, but we're on music stations, we're all over the place with conversation, because people want to start their day talking about what is happening, what some of the good things are. So this is the sort of serious side, maybe some of you would say the seamy side of conversation. Which one is most important to you? The presidential race, illegal immigration discussions, the battle against Daesh, that little worm in North Korea. Yeah, I heard a discussion which sort of was disturbing. I don't know. My mind doesn't work. My mind is strange. Most people admit that. And there's a chuckle. Kara's chuckling now, having worked with me for a while. She thinks that I'm strange. Or at least I think about things in a rather awkward manner sometimes. But I think you'd have to admit that many times my disjointed thinking is correct. So as I listened to somebody in a talk radio program talk about what could be done with a nuclear bomb that wasn't on the end of a missile, sort of scared me. And I guess I wasn't thinking in a convoluted sense, but people's minds work, as I say, in all kinds of ways. And these people are so desperate, so angry, so eager to screw up what's going on in America. Not that they really gain from it, but it gives them a certain amount of satisfaction. We could do that. And thus we had September 11th. And thus the suggestion that Daesh or Al-Qaeda or any of these groups could get a hold of nuclear material from the North Koreans, so that if it was smuggled into our country and exploded, sort of like a plot for 24, that they, the North Koreans, wouldn't be fingered as being responsible, because there are those elements that go into some of these nuclear bombs that you can't trace, don't have a fingerprint on them, and no matter what pieces you would find of them, and no matter what good movies may suggest, there are circumstances, at least according to this conversation that I heard, where you couldn't really prove where the stuff came from. So thus, North Korea would get sort of what it wants, or that little worm that runs the country, he gets what he wants, and the folks in the Islamic State get what they want, and thus we have a problem. And then the number five item, the Iranians getting caught smuggling weaponry out of their country on a ship. We stop it and search it and see all kinds of stuff that is contrary to that wonderful deal that the administration said was going to carry the day, even though they knew full well that it wasn't going to, it just wasn't going to happen the way they said it was going to happen. So you got all these people, and what it brings us back around to, at least the way I think, it brings us back around to showing how powerful the military-industrial complex is, not only in our country, but around the world. And sort of putting it together with the number six item that's on the countdown this week, the Panama Papers, and what we're learning from there, one wonders I made the connection when these things first came out early in the week between the military-industrial complex, people like Putin, when you see that he has a relationship with the president of Ukraine, and yet supposedly there's some kind of a war or tension between the two countries, and you look around and see all the other people that are benefiting from this, and you see their major investments are all in military-industrial complexes, you see how dangerous the world is at the behest of these people. And then sort of it trickles down. People were chuckling because of the American Idol finale and all the mention of Simon. And he apparently is on the list of investors at that law firm that benefits from, maybe they don't know what the investments are. And you know, many of you that invest in various funds, you don't know what particular companies are part of the fund. You just know that the fund is good because it's made a lot of money. It's up 29% this year, so let's go for it. I'm investing in that. And you don't really know what's inside of it, and maybe you're not curious enough to ask. All you know is that your money's going to be 30% more valuable, or your investment's more 30% more valuable next year than it is this year. Let's go for it. And I'm betting that a lot of those people whose names are on that list are from that ilk. But now that they see where their ill-gotten gains come from, perhaps they'll have a conscience and get out. There's nothing illegal about any of those things that were highlighted in any of the stories about the Panama Papers this week. But yet, you just feel kind of creepy. Your skin crawls when you think, or at least mine does. I get itches right now on my wrist thinking about it, scratching my wrist thinking, ooh, those guys and what they're doing. I got an itch in my back. Ah, I scratch that itch back there because of the creepiness of this. Makes your skin crawl. There's nothing pleasurable about finding out these things, but yet it's disturbing. And so I give you that as a a way to think about Fun Friday. Now let's see the next thing on the countdown list that's at DougStephan.com, we're looking for your input as to what you think is most important. I would tell you the Panama Papers number one for me, and the discussion of the religious freedom laws. There were three or four states that had events this week that caused them to get the spotlight because of, I think it's a misnomer to call them religious freedom laws, but they are anti-purposeful when it comes to progress, in my mind. And I'm going to talk about one of them in a moment here, the situation in North Carolina. In the focus next, 13 after the hour, and good day.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. So take the advice and run with it. About 16, I was going to say 15 past the hour, 16 past the hour. So the situation in North Carolina with what some people describe as an anti-gay law, the situation was exacerbated or underscored this week when PayPal canceled its planned North Carolina Operations Center because of the state's new law that prevents cities from banning discrimination against lesbians and gays and bisexuals and transgender people. The investment was announced, I think, last month, if I'm not mistaken. So as you look across the landscape here, there are a number of companies that have decided to pull business out of North Carolina because of the anti-gay law, or that's what they call it. I don't know what you'd use that, you know, how the terminology is best suits you. There are other companies who say, you know, this is just not the right atmosphere for us. Is this a political drama? When you look at what happened in Georgia and Indiana this week, the controversy over the so-called religious freedom laws, it's pretty negative stuff, the way I read it anyway. I think it's kind of negative. And so when it came to North Carolina, you think of all of the businesses. Charlotte is a big business hub, and there are a lot of people who just say this is not the right attitude to have. And I guess I kind of agree with them. I really do agree with them, because I don't think it's anybody's business. That's the reason I don't like Cruz, because he's too much. And many of you disagree with me, and I understand that you disagree. I hope we can disagree and not be disagreeable about disagreeing, because many times you get into these sorts of things and people call the radio station, you know what that guy just said on your air, and then stirs the pot, and people say, let's take that guy off because he doesn't understand what our values are. I understand what my values are. I understand what your values are. And can we discuss these with the same aplomb that we do other things that we may not disagree on, but let's just have a conversation about it. I don't understand why it is that people get so angry about this sort of thing, especially it becomes an old conversation, especially when these things, these kind of laws don't have any impact on you, really.
I just don't understand the point of these laws when they're doing them in so many different states. It's, you know, they say insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Well,
right.
You know, when you see it happen in one state and then the NFL threatens to pull the Super Bowl from that state, or companies
right.
start saying, okay, well, we're not going to work with you anymore. If you're another state and you care about your citizens and, you know, the money that they're paying for taxes, why would you continue? Like, it's not going to work. People aren't going to suddenly jump up and say, okay, I'm fine with it in this state. I wasn't fine with it in the other four, but sure, let's go ahead. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No, but people's perspective is so colored by their own animosity, sometimes their own anger, their feelings, because there are a lot of people who just don't like those people that are different from them, whether it's their skin color, whether it's their religion, whether it's their sexual preference, whatever, you know, whether it's because of their money, it doesn't make any difference. It just seems that part of the human condition is that we want to be able to find something that separates us so that we can't like you, we can't get along with you because you don't have our values. When in fact it's much easier and much better on your system, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physically, if you just kind of let everybody do their own thing, as long as it doesn't hurt you, then why get involved? You say, well, that's immoral and unethical, but you know, that's your read on it, and you're welcome to it. So let's agree to disagree without getting all bent out of shape about it. And in this circumstance, it's pure political pandering. That's what happens. That's the Cruz and guys like that. It's all about their political acumen being directed at people who have strong feelings about something. And it's cool to have strong feelings about something. But why do you want to control somebody else's life? Especially if what they're doing is none of your damn business. So I read it anyway. What do you think? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Alright, here we go. Let's work our way through some of the things that are on television from the late night shows. A little smile here and there. Hopefully we can provide you with that as we review the last 24 hours on TV here, starting with Conan O'Brien joking about who else but Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, of course, trying very hard to bounce back from his big defeat in Wisconsin. He had a big loss, and he's a little rattled about that. Mm-hmm. They're trying stuff. After losing in Wisconsin, there has been a big shakeup in the Trump campaign staff. Yeah, in fact, the guy in charge of racist comments is now in charge of sexist comments. So they switched. Yeah. Now, some people are saying now that John Kasich's campaign might be showing a little bit of life. Yeah, John Kasich had to move his campaign event to a larger venue when he got more RSVPs than expected. Yeah. That's a little something good, yeah. Kasich said we had to move it from a toll booth to a sunglass hut.
That's pretty funny. Kara, go over to cut 136, will you please, for a second or two, where we have Conan O'Brien on his program talking to Wanda Sykes about the situation with Bill Cosby.
You get asked a lot about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a huge topic and has been for, like, I think now the last year and a half or
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
You get asked a lot about Bill Cosby.
I do. But, you know, it's the comic thing, you know. But it's like this, man. It's what cracks me up is that the schools and colleges they're taking back their fake degrees.
He got a lot of degrees. He got a lot of degrees from colleges. Yeah.
Honorary degrees. They're fake degrees. They're meaningless. What does that do?
Yeah.
Like, give me back that thing you didn't earn.
Yeah.
give me back that thing that means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Give me that back.
We're stripping that. We're taking that away from you.
It seems like if they wanted to hurt him, the first thing they should have taken away was his medicine cabinet.
There's some food for thought. Wendy Williams on her daytime program answering an audience member's question about her friend getting all the attention when they go out.
I have a friend who's an absolute knockout. She's one of my best friends, and every time we go to the bar, she has blonde hair, blue eyes, and she's a natural beauty. When we go to the bar, everybody immediately goes to her, and I feel like I'm part of the furniture. And I'm bubbly, I'm enthusiastic, and she just has to look pretty, and it all comes to her. And I want to know, how do I feel less invisible and be more relevant when I'm with her?
Well, you've got blonde hair and green eyes. You know, you're a beautiful woman also. You just keep being you. There's going to be a guy that comes along, they always do, that recognizes the louder friend versus the softer friend. Your time will come.
All right. So let's scoot over a little bit, Kara, to 133, because Steve Harvey is much in focus during these moments of our program almost every day. Here's a slice from this past week's Little Big Shots, which he hosts.
You're the mayor at 3 years old? What? What are your duties as the mayor?
I shake everybody's hands.
Let me ask you something, James. What's the best thing that's happened to you since you've been mayor?
My brother was the mayor twice.
How old is your brother?
How old are you, Robert?
Can he come up? Come here. You've been the mayor?
Twice.
Do you give your brother any tips on how to be mayor?
Yeah.
Like what?
When you shake people's hands, you shake them with the right, and when you talk to them, you look them in the eyes.
Wow. That's pretty good, man.
So, Mr. Harvey?
Yes, sir.
I need to tell you something really quick. Because I like people. Huh?
You what?
I like people.
You like people?
How about that? How'd you like to have that kid as the mayor of your town? 28 passed on good day.
Cast the die in your life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. When Julius Caesar decided to cross the Rubicon, he supposedly said, the die is cast. Die in this case is plural for dice, and the phrase refers to shooting craps. Once the die are thrown, what lands is what lands. Julius Caesar used the phrase to mean, hey, look, we're not turning back, so let's go for it. As we know, that worked out for him because he became, well, Caesar. When you think about it, the die has been cast in your own life, too. As my dad always says, this is not your practice life. When you realize that this is fully and entirely your life, it becomes time for you to cast the die on the decision to relentlessly pursue your dreams without the option to turn around, quit, or go back. For motivation to cast the die toward the dreams in your life, visit drchristianconti.com. For great articles from my dad, visit thisisnotyourpracticelife.com.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Friends here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and all of you are here to find out what's going on in the world as we focus on what's going on today and this past week, in fact.
3 seconds at midcourt. Jenkins gets it to Jenkins.
That sounded like gunshots to me.
I'm sure they had these gigantic confetti cannons.
Was that what that was?
Yeah, and then they just blasted them off, and the entire court was covered. I hate to be the janitor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine the mess? Woo-wee. All right, people excited this past week about the NCAA Men's Championship. In fact, going through the list of things that were the hot topics this past week, Sports Talk Radio has its own implications and has its own space in terms of conversation on the radio and TV. But two big of the 10 top stories this past week, according to Talkers.com, two of the big ones were sports stories, which is very unusual. The end of the NCAA season and the beginning of the baseball season. Hockey seems to be getting a lot of attention as well. So for those who are big into sports, I'm not one of them, but I want to pay tribute to that because this is not a program just about my point of view. It's a program about everybody's point of view. Do you know anything, Kara, about Cheryl Swoops, who's being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I don't, but I'm assuming she played for the WNBA.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah.
I was going to say, this isn't about her, but I just feel like we should give a second to, you know, everybody's freaking out about the men's tournament. And, I mean, the last game was great. But I haven't really heard anyone mention that the UConn women's team won their fourth national championship.
They're great. Right.
And they had these three seniors who graduated, one who was the Final Four MVP for the last 4 years. I mean, that's incredible. I would like to see them play the men's teams because they're just incredible athletes.
You know, you just took the words out of my mouth. I'm so tired of the disrespect that is paid by just lack of attention to certain women and their athletic pursuits and how we think that men are better because they're men. And this proves your comments. Yeah, I think it's changing. A lot of younger people focusing on this, whether it's fairness. I don't know really the right way to bracket it, but I know that there are plenty of women in plenty of sports who are just as good, if not better, than men. And we go back to the controversy that started, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, maybe further back than that, when a couple of women were admitted into a football team, or a couple of football teams when they were in high school. And I think there were some women that played college football as well. And there were a couple that were good enough to play professional football, and yet they wouldn't let them play for whatever the reason. There are plenty of women who are big and strong. They're acumen. Look at some of these, as long as we're talking about basketball, see the physiques of some of these women, how they obviously train hard, work hard, they're smart, they have to learn how to play with each other. It's a great tribute to how well, not just men, but physical prowess. Another thing that I find intriguing, because the lady in my life is quite an accomplished horsewoman, and to see, we hear the expression horse flesh, and you see some of these magnificent animals that are in certain races, or they do certain things that prove their steadfastness and acumen. And then people ruin it by giving them drugs, as they ruin some people by giving them drugs. You know, all that controversy this week that surfaced again about whatever that malaganite or whatever that stuff is that supposedly the tennis player and a bunch of other athletes, I think there were 140, 150 on a list of people that were supposedly taking this enhancement drug, malagnoline. I haven't got it in front of me. I can't remember what it is. But it's really, excuse me, not any different than the Super Beast product that we advertise here. And there's nothing controversial about that. There are things that are bad. There are things that are cheaters. There are things that ought not to be allowed. But I don't see the problem. And everybody gets onto these bandwagons of, let's make sure this is banned and it's been banned. But in this circumstance, you can't prove really anything bad has come as a result of this and its use by both men and women. I'm sort of going around full circle here, but I think we need to tip our hat more often to some of these terrific female athletes. It'll be interesting to see. We're about a week away from the Boston Marathon, and there was some controversy in this past month looking at the Kenyan women as well as the Kenyan men who run in the race and whether or not they have been cheating, doping, it's called. I always find that kind of an offensive term. Nobody wants to be called a dope, but it is dope. And it's, I don't even know how that, anybody know how that term came about? How did the term dope, D-O-P-E, you're a dope, and it's meant to imply that you're stupid or you're not bright, you're a dope. I don't know where that came from, but it'd be interesting to find out what the etymology of that word is. Anyway, so the Kenyans may have been cheating in the Boston Marathon or other races that they run in. Interesting to see how well tested they are this year, because I'm not sure the Boston Athletic Association has done or focused, I may be wrong, but I don't know how they have or if they have focused, as other sports have, on whether the participants and the winners have used drugs. Do they do a drug test for the marathon? Do they, or any of the marathons, whether it's the Boston Marathon, New York Marathon, L.A. Marathon, do they do drug tests for the people who run in it? because it's the biggest participation sport in the country, if not the world. And how would you test it? In Boston, there are thousands of people who run in the marathon. How would you get them all together? Maybe when you give them their number, you say, here, pee in this bottle and put the number of the person on it. And if it comes back that you've used enhancement drugs, then maybe you disqualify, especially if you win. Which reminds me, this week there was a lot of talk about the security this year at the Boston Marathon. They're going to use 5,000 police officers. And the announcement was made, I think, yesterday or the day before. There will be no drones. There will be no backpacks allowed. Now, I'm thinking, what was the bombing of the... That was 3 years ago, I think. Wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that bombing took place 3 years. It was at least 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was fall. God, I feel like it was fall of 2013.
No, it would have been the marathon's run in April, Patriots Day. It would be the third Monday of April when the race is run.
Oh, yeah,
it
might have been.
Yeah. I remember Meredith was walking.
2013.
Yeah, was it 2013? Mm-hmm. Okay, so 3 years ago. I remember Meredith was walking around downtown Boston and had 5 minutes before the bomb went off, walked in front of that store and turned around. As she was up the next block, she turned around and saw the bomb go off. Now, what kind of chilling experience might that have been? But you just thank yourself because your time wasn't up.
Yeah, it was very scary. My sister used to work for Rodale, which houses a lot of the Runner's World and a lot of different magazines. So she has a ton of friends who are runners. And a couple of them were there, and luckily they were doing press, so they were inside one of the buildings.
Right.
But just, it was terrifying.
So... anyway, but I'm trying to remember last year how many police there were and why after this many years are they have those who are terrorists, those who want to scare us, those who want to fill us full of fear, have they won again do you know what the cost of 5,000 police officers along the route? That's 26.2-mile Boston Marathon course. The town of Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts, houses the state's emergency management system next to the state police barracks on Route 9 in Framingham Center. They're going to have their bunker is going to be full of federal and state and local officials. They have cameras installed on telephone poles all the way up and down the route. So you get to a point, I mean, this maybe goes back to what I was saying before. These guys, these terrorists, they win. Because even if nothing happens, you see all of the money that's being spent to try to make this a quote-unquote safe place for the runners and the spectators. Spectators being asked to leave backpacks and any large bags at home when you are, because they're not going to clear people who would be I drove the pace car for the race 6 years in a row back in the, when was that? In the 70s, I think. And I remember it was just a free-for-all, and it was fun. Everybody's loosey-goosey. Everything has changed. This is a silly statement to make after September 11th, but really, it has. And then in the light of the bombings over in Europe, and this is a great place. But you see, what really isn't entered into the discussion is that these people never strike in the same way in the same place again. For example, New York City. You're not going to see him strike New York City, even though there's lots of, maybe it's because there's all the attention that's been paid to it. They're not going to strike New York City again. They'll go to Los Angeles, they go to Chicago, go to Atlanta, go to Washington, someplace where they haven't been. But they don't go back to the same places. So you just kind of wonder whether this isn't all just theater, kind of like the TSA.
Yeah, it feels a bit like it. And I feel like it looks like last year they had 3,500 police officers, which is still a ton, but 1,500 more. I mean, it's got to be because of Brussels and Paris.
Yeah, right. So that in and of itself, the average pay for those policemen on duty for that day would be about $250 for each one of them. So you figure it out. You multiply that times 5,000, and you come up with a pretty hefty number that is in the millions of dollars just for police protection. And then people are being asked to refrain from flying drones over the marathon route from the beginning to the end. It starts on the Hopkinton Common, very rural community, kind of a small little sleepy town, goes through Ashland, which is another kind of sleepy town, before it goes to Framingham, and then things, Natick and Wellesley are much more sort of populated areas, but no drones allowed. No drones allowed. This is the oldest marathon in the world. 30,000 runners and 1 million spectators along the route a week from next Monday, April the 18th. Wow. It takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it? And that's really what they want. They've won again. 14 before the hour, 46 past the hour on Good Day.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
48 after the hour on the Good Day program. The Senate passed, as long as we're talking about what's going on in the world of terrorism and fear, our Senate passed provisions to enhance security around airport perimeters. We're going to put more lights and we're going to put up more fences and we're going to keep the bad guys out. So this bill would suggest. There are a lot of people, they say they passed this because they want to allay public fears because of the attacks in Belgium last month. I think that's nonsense. Do you feel that this is going to fix things, that security would be better at airports if they put up more fences and had better security with lights and stuff? It's all show. It's theater. So it is also in this same bill, however, that was worked up and down through the system yesterday. There was an amendment to the bill that would have forced airlines to provide more legroom in their airplanes. Do you think that passed? Nope. So it's up to the airlines to run their business. I think that's probably the best way to have it. You go to an airline, it gives you more room, more space. It's up to you. It's business, not government stuff. People in the news, Ivanka Trump. I love that name. Ivanka Trump. No maternity leave for her. She had a baby last week. Out on the trail this week. Support of her father. Looking pretty good, according to some. I haven't seen her, but that's the male sexist point of view. Speaking of male sexist, Charlie Sheen's in the news this week, too. Police are investigating him for offering $20,000 to have his ex-fiancée killed. She's upset because he lied to her about his HIV status, supposedly offered $20,000 to have Brett Rossi killed. The person involved said that she is a piece of blank, need to be blank buried. That's what he said. He was caught on a recording saying that. So not a great week for him, but then he seems to be able to come back after all this foolishness, doesn't he? 51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Half the hour on today's Doug Stanford Good Day program. Another voice. We have lots of voices. Actually, figured out this week there are 14 regular voices that are heard on this program in addition to mine, which is kind of a nice thing to have all these people around that have certain expertise, things to say. And such is the case with the gentleman we hear from with regularity. I'm always appreciative of the time. Richard Schimmel, who's an expert on the latest trends in technology, he spends time with us to try to fill us in on some of the things that are, there's a certain amount of commonality in the information, but yet we don't know the story behind the story. Thus is the case with Daesh tapping technology for a web radio presentation. We're going to talk to Richard about that and a couple of other things just a moment here. Stand by on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com.
All right, 55 and change after the hour. Richard Schemmel is with us, a focus on technology. Here are, reasons to be suspicious about your iPhone. There is a glitch now. Story at DougStephan.com, Richard, about how you can get, some people are able to access your photos because of this glitch. You know, we're all talking about Apple and the government and how do we get into a phone to get the bad guy's info out. I'm wondering how this works. If you have a locked phone, how do people get into your phone? And is this something that Apple will fix quickly?
I'm sure Apple will fix it quickly, and I don't understand how they or why they would want to get in your phone or how they choose whose phone to get into.
Yeah. Why would you want somebody else's pictures? Who cares? Or contacts? Why you want to know who I'm talking to on my phone? Why?
You know, a lot of cats and flowers and dogs and group pictures.
Yeah, it really is. It's silly stuff. All right, so the FBI, speaking of the San Bernardino thing, has purchased a tool from this Israeli company so they can get into all iPhones or certain ones. How does this work?
It's just the 5C. It's the inexpensive one that came out about 3 years ago. They're not giving out the information to Apple. They're sharing the information with other law enforcement people when they need that 5C phone hacked.
Is an unhackable phone something that's possible, or is there bound to be somebody? When we talk about the simplest things from your iPhone getting hacked because people want your photos, that story is at DougStephan.com if you want to check it out. And then, but we go back to the FBI thing and then Apple working on ways to make their phones elite.
There's always going to be a challenge to hackers. Yeah. You know, you tell somebody you can't do it, they're going to try and do it.
Right. But some people you just wonder what the motivation is sometimes. I find that to be the case. It seems silly. All right. So Amazon is taking on Angie's List with Amazon Handyman. That'll be an interesting thing. Amazon wants to get into everything.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.